The group of seven leaders are meeting for their first in-person G7 summit in 2 years. The leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK and the United States will discuss post-pandemic reconstruction at 3 days of talks in England. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hosting the event in Cornwall. Yesterday he met US President Joe Biden for bilateral talks. Mr Johnson said the alliance between the US and the UK should be known as the indestructible relationship. For more, let's speak now to Lewis Lukens, who's a former US diplomat, served at the American Embassy in London and a senior partner at Sinem Global Advisors. A very good afternoon to you and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
Now, the last time the G7 leaders met in person face-to-face, of course, Donald Trump was president of the United States, a different president and a significantly different US policy. What does Joe Biden come to Cornwall seeking? What's his agenda?
Well, his agenda is really to send a message that the United States is back. And what I mean by that is that the United States is back, willing and able and wanting to work with allies and partners. Donald Trump was very much America first, America alone. Joe Biden is very focused on the challenges at home in America and has a very strong domestic agenda. But he believes that he can best achieve his domestic goals by working closely with partners around the world. So that's the real change in tone. And the body language so far, the meeting with Biden and Johnson, I mean, everyone seems happy and there's not any of the sort of drama that there was around President Trump.
But there will still be differences between U.S. Priorities and the priorities of those other countries that are part of G7. For example, relations with Russia and with China, potentially areas of tension.
Absolutely. And especially the relations with China is one of Joe Biden's key priorities. And he will be working this weekend to try to convince the other G7 leaders to join with the United States in pushing back on China's sort of lack of respect for the rule of law globally. And certainly some of the European leaders will have a different view of how that should be approached. But I think the tone will be very different. Whereas if a leader disagreed with President Trump, he or she would end up on the wrong end of a Twitter storm. But Joe Biden will, I think, encourage much more respectful conversations between the allies.
In advance of this meeting and the very significant issues that are on the agenda, give us some insight as to why Joe Biden has engaged in the way he has in relation to the difficulties surrounding the Northern Ireland Protocol, this diplomatic move which we saw a couple of weeks ago in relation to the UK's approach to the protocol. Where does the Good Friday Agreement and the controversy over this Brexit arrangement, where does it stand in terms of Joe Biden's priorities? Why is he getting involved?
Well, I mean, look, the United States is a guarantor of the Good Friday, is one of the guarantors of the Good Friday peace agreements, and has always been very deeply invested in peace and security in Northern Ireland. And Joe Biden himself, especially, has very close ties to Ireland and feels the bond there and cares very deeply about the peace and security of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Now, I don't think Joe Biden wants to get involved in long discussions this weekend between the British leader and European leaders over the way that Brexit plays out and how that affects the Northern Ireland border. And I think the message that was delivered to the British government last week from the embassy here in London was pretty much, you need to figure this out. We care about this, but it's not our job to fix it for you. And you, Boris Johnson, need to work this out with European counterparts.
All right, well, more no doubt on all this in the number of days ahead, but we'll leave it for now for the moment. Lewis Lukens, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.